ओमिज्ञानचन्द्रनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुर्विमृतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले क्षयं रूपकदामायं ददाति सपदन्तिकम् पञ्चाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So greetings from Jaipur. Our group just arrived yesterday. Please excuse me for the last class. I wasn't able to get online. I mean, I'm with a group of, I think we have about, how many people we have, Christine? We have 18 people, and we're taking them around India. And this is a level 2 tour. People know that it's much more bhakti-oriented. And, yeah, so it's a little hard to get online, but I tried. I gave the class beforehand. I was on an Indian bus. We were going to Alalanath, which is a very, very amazing deity. You know, that Puri Achu is very, very wonderful also. Complete absorption in the holy name at a beautiful retreat center. But one day, most of the places are within 20-minute walk of us, but one day we take a bus. And Alalanath is a is Sadbuj. Well, it's a Vishnu form, so it's a four-handed Vishnu form. And the interesting thing about that deity and the mystery of that deity is when the Jagannath Rath Yatra, when they put the deities, when the deities get sick and the deities are out of sight for 2 weeks, which Chaitanya is in terrible separation. And he goes to Alalanath or Alwarnath. So Alwarnath, the lord of the Alwars, that's in the preceding Ramanujacharya. So that's Sri Sampradaya, that's Vishnu deity. Now the Ishtadev of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is not Forearm Vishnu. The whole point of the philosophy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of the Antya-lila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole philosophy is that Krishna never steps foot out of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his instructions to Rupa Goswami, you remember when Rupa Goswami is coming to Vrindavan, he has this dream in Satyabhamapur, where he starts writing this drama. You know that was Rupa Goswami's, one of his savers, to express the ultimate reality in dramatic form, so people, by listening to that dramatic form, will experience the ultimate reality. And the ultimate reality is bhakti, bhakti rasa. So, you know, he was writing a drama to express bhakti rasa, and it was about Krishna. And then he gets to Satyabhamapur, which is Satyabhama appears in a dream and says, write a separate dream about me. And then later on, after he goes to Puri, the same instruction was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. said, that's the famous verse that Krishna never steps a foot out of Vrindavan. Ontologically, what Krishna means is Vrindavan. It means God. I've explained this many times to those who hear my Sangha. It means God who, when God manifests himself fully, which is his loving nature, there's a suitable environment in which that loving nature manifests, which is the home, the sweet setting of Vrindavan. And then, after that, Rupa Goswami sees Lord Chaitanya dancing in Vrindavan and chanting this song, where he's expressing the feelings of Radharani at Kurukshetra, which is the basic mood of the deep and esoteric mood of the Rathyatra festival, is that when Radharani meets Kurukshetra at Vrindavan, even though at Kurukshetra, when Radharani meets, Krishna at Kurukshetra, even though it's 96 years, she hasn't seen him, she's in separation. So why is she in separation? Because Krishna means her lover. And her lover doesn't manifest in a royal setting where the intimate side of God cannot come out. So Rathyatra is bringing, with the mood of Radharani, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And it's the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Anarpita charin chara kurunaya vatir na palo. Never before giving. Never before giving. Anarpita charin chara for a very, very long time. So in any recorded history, of course, it's eternally manifest. But in trillions and trillions of years, this is not known. Therefore, what you're talking about, you have a verse to express his sentiment. So, Krishna, it means... So what to speak of Vishnu, who is basically the God manifest as the creator of this world with four hands. So that's not Lord Chaitanya's Ishta. That's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ishtadev. But when he goes there to Alanath and sees that deity, he collapses and melts. He collapses and melts in the stone. He collapses and melts in the stone. So, and that apparently that stone that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted is still in that Alalanath compound. So the question is, if that's the forearm form of Vishnu, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such ecstasy? There's not even an incident, even when he's in Vrindavan, where he melts into his whole body, even Krishna. Where's the incidents in Vrindavan? So what's so special? And then, because that deity of Alarnath, the four-handed form, actually represents the four-handed form of Krishna, that he manifested to the gopis when they were searching for him after the Rasa dance, and Krishna disappeared, and the gopis were searching for him. So he manifested a four-armed Vishnu form, and they said, "Where's Krishna?" And he pointed, he went that way. This is in the place, the Chandra Sarovar in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. But when Radharani came, Krishna couldn't hide his intimate side, and his two of the hands retracted, and there was Tribhanga, three bending form Krishna. Intimacy could not be checked, even though Krishna desired to hide that intimacy in the presence of Radha, which makes sense, because she's Mahabhav Swarupini. She's the embodiment of love. And what a beautiful concept of reality. There's God, and there's the embodiment of love. The most forceful, powerful love. And it's a very reasonable concept of reality, of ultimate reality. Why shouldn't there be a supreme love? And it's God's love, so it's the supreme love. And the question is, what does that feel like? Well, that's what reality feels like. When you can experience reality, experience God's love. And when you become an unalloyed servant of God, we actually clear your heart of any separate personal agenda, then you become qualified for that energy to flow through your heart. Anyway, we went to Alalanath. It was very, very beautiful. And I just got a letter from Gopi Shore, how transformational it was. So that was nice. Then I flew to Mumbai, and the ecstasy continued. It was really wonderful. I got to give the Sunday feast class. So many people there. And then Radhanath Swami, he came, and then he spoke. And then they had the Pushya Abhishek, which means the Abhishek in January. But somehow or other, it manifests to become the flower festival. And now it's a tradition all over that people have the flower festival. That's how sometimes religious traditions begin. The flower festival. And boy, you know, Kastuba was always telling you about it. You got to see it. You got to see it. And I actually couldn't have any frame of reference of when 1 ton of rose petals are falling, 2 tons of rose petals are falling, of flowers, of all flowers, just from the ceiling of the temple, like raining thick. And then over the deities. And so that was really nice. And then we went to the Govardhan Echo Retreat, which again blew me away. It really blew me away. I mean, living in 100% self-sustainable environment to really invoke guilt for our life that lacks integrity and ruins the environment and is based on exploitation. I mean, it's really amazing that, I mean, the highlight for me was the sewage plant. That all the sewage of the whole place, it goes into this, I think it's like, I don't know, it's about 12 feet high. It's like a big tank, like a big garden, like raised above the ground, like a thick garden. All the sewage comes in there, and then somehow, I guess, they have layers of things. And all the sewage of the whole place, the water becomes purified for the gardens, and the rest of it becomes, you know, fertilizer. So nothing is absolutely wasted. What? And it looks like a beautiful oasis. There are many things. I mean, the architecture, the buildings, and when you eat, what? Cows. When you eat the food, I think they go 300 varieties of rice. When you eat the food that's just cooked on the farm organically, and so expertly cooked, and it's just, I mean, and the sadhu, the whole thing, it's just the environment on consciousness. You know, it's just very powerful. And what to speak of the people that live there. Probably the highest evolved soul in the world, consciousness-wise. Really, I mean, becoming a brahmachari there, you know, first you have to finish your college degree and work in the world, or whatever it is, but, you know, they have guys fixing the cars that are mechanical engineers. It's like they have, you know, PhDs, and not like that, that's the qualification, but it's just these people are competent and they're pure, and there's a lot of them, and anything can be done. So we went there with our group. We got a lot of good association with Radhanath Swami was there. I felt fortunate to be able to spend a lot of good time with him. And I also got to speak once there. And it's just so nice to see these people. Like, I, you know, from Yogamaya, there are about five people that were from the bhakti training, the bhakti part of the yoga training. So to actually see them and expressed to me how, you know, they took the bhakti course, you know, they were floating from the weekend, and then took up the offer of the end of the seminar is bhakti and sacred space and story and the invitation, they come. And it's nice, and all the people that came on last year's tour, so it's and anyway, we're in Jayapur now, which is also quite an amazing place, where the original deities of Vrindavan are. And I don't think there's any place, even in Vrindavan, where the temples are filled with such a deep mood of bhakti. Sometimes kind of imagine if you know, the Radha Govinda Mandir, we actually spread Krishna consciousness and people are getting off the whatever, the D train and the F train and taxis were coming in front of the thing and people were walking from the Fulton Mall and, you know, people are just pouring into the Mangal Arati. So it's a wave of bhakti. So, plus it was a long trip for us. And then we're going to Vrindavan for 7 days with this group and then two more groups are coming. So, Ami is here also, and I don't know if you know Lisa from Boston, and people there that I know have come to the tour. So, So, for that reason, I really, it's been hectic. And I really haven't been able to get on to the next books. I gave Bhagavatam class in for those 60 monks. They have a Bhagavatam Vidyapit. I like to see the advancement in training. And when people come to the Krishna consciousness movement there, they take Bhakti Shastri in whatever temple they are in Maharashtra. And then their only service for 2 years is to study the Bhagavatam. There's lectures for 3 hours on a chapter, and then they study all afternoon, and the next day they have a test. How wonderful that temple, a temple organization can afford to initially invest in the people and then get their service and labor. But how powerful that will be. And I got to speak the Bhagavatam, and they really want me to come back, and maybe I will come back. So, okay. I mean, I'm just going kind of round and round here, and it just, I don't have any set thing. I hope it's entertaining or enlightening for you. And, of course, I've been speaking on Brahma Vimohan Leela. They asked me. They asked me what verse to speak on, I put the chapter 10, text 23, verse 1. And I began the class there saying, why did I start with this verse? And then I explained to it, because it's the verse I'm speaking on. And that I explained to them, and they were very interested. I explained that Tamal Krishnamurti told Prabhupada, he doesn't have time to study. And Prabhupada said, if you speak 15 minutes every day, then it's worth 2 hours of study. And I think the reason why, by Prabhupada's grace, that, my talking is appreciated is because I'm always studying contiguously one for shastra or another. On Wednesday and Saturday, I do it to keep the sangha to the people that listen, but also I do it to for my own edification, my own purification, to hear and study the shastra, which is essential for one's spiritual practice, especially to hear about Krishna, because spiritual life, many concepts I'd repeat again, but if they come in context what I'm speaking, I hope they're interesting. Essence of spiritual life is absorption in the object of your meditation, which is Krishna, Krishna's name, etc. The degree that your consciousness is focused is the degree that the potency of bhakti from the object will enter into your heart. That's why, when you're chanting japa, really you should do it at the proper time. Not always possible, but we should arrange our schedule to do it at the proper time, because the effect will be there due to the level of absorption. If the level of absorption is not there, there won't be much benefit. There won't be as much benefit. So, you read the scriptures and you hear to develop some bandha. By hearing Krishna's glories, you develop your love and relationship with Krishna, which is the most powerful impetus to enhance your focus or absorption on Krishna. So, I was personally explaining to them, it's so essential. The real devotion and absorption in the holy name that leads to appropriate thoughts of Krishna, which increase that absorption, really comes, in my case, from speaking Hari Katha. And so that was my focus over there. And now Jaipur, the original deities of Vrindavan. How great is that? The deity of Krishna, personally supervised by the mother of Maharaj Prickett. How's that? Who saw Krishna? And how beautiful that is, the form. You're all attached to society, friendship, and love, then don't go to the bank of the Jamuna. Don't go to Keshigat. Don't see the beautiful form. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. So see that, Radha Gopinath? Wow. 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 And then we'll see the people, we'll see the Radha Gopinath, and then the people in the town that come and sit and chant before that deity. Wow. Because bhakti is contagious. Bhakti, Sanjayate Bhakti. Okay, I know I can't, you know, usually I speak a half hour, but I have to get on with these people a bit. But if anybody would like to say hello or ask any questions.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Anybody there? Hey, Gail. Hi, Krishna.
Yeah, I just need to tell you something.
Please.
You know, this is the third week in a row that I've heard this word, Alvars. I heard it for the first time. I heard it for the first time about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in Tuwago. It was a conversation with a regular congregation member who is of the Sri Sampradaya. And then I heard the word for the second time the following week with another Sri Sampradaya regular congregation member. And we didn't have time to, you know, go into the meaning of ours. So we promised each other that we would pick it up, you know, the next time I came to temple. And so I wrote a note to myself to remind myself to ask, because I was so interested, you know, what this word Alvars meant, you know? And then here you come and explain this very word, you know, this week. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, the Alvars preceded Ramanujacharya, and there was it's just a group of the great saints that precede them. And they're all of different types. One was a thief, one was a prince, one was a, you know. Yeah. It's like when we say, you know, the Goswamis, we're referring to Vrindavan. They have the Alvars. Okay. Great. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be back soon. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bhadrade.
Hare Krishna, Vajrati. We'll see you soon. I'm going to be back in about, month and a half. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for listening. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna from Hawaii, Maharaj.
Henry, wow. Great. Give my regards to all your friends there. Thanks for coming on, Henry. Wonderful.
Thank you, Maharaj. That was a wonderful class. Really, you made my trip to Hawaii.
Thank you, Henry, for the encouragement. We'll have to coordinate my St. Albans thing. I'm making my schedule now. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Yes, hello, dear Maharaj. This is Katya speaking.
Katya, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. What time is it there, Katya?
Thank you for the class. It's 5 o'clock in the morning now.
Very good. Up so early. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, Vanchakalpa to Gisha, Kapishindu Behibicha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo.